Fiona Kelly is here with another look at what it says in your morning newspapers.
Tonight's Dáil vote to end the eviction ban, the Taoiseach's comments on transgender prisoners and the luckiest lotto village in Ireland are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that the government's efforts to secure the backing of independents are set to go down to the wire ahead of tonight's vote and the even more crucial no confidence vote next week. Well, in its coverage, the Irish Times suggests that the coalition is confident it will win tonight's motion by a margin of up to 6 votes. A counter-motion pledge proposed by the government in response to demands made by the regional independent group in recent days related to the Fair Deal scheme generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. At present, Fair Deal nursing home residents are only entitled to keep 60% of income generated from renting out their former home, but the proposal is for them to be allowed to keep all of that income in future. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail quotes comments made by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, in which he said that transgender prisoners convicted of violent crimes should not be housed in female prisons. The Irish Daily Star leads with details of the trial of Richard Burke, who has pleaded not guilty of the murder, but guilty of the manslaughter of Jasmine McMonagall at her home in Donegal in January 2019. An interview which pop star Ed Sheeran did with Rolling Stone magazine provides the Irish Sun with its lead story. The 32-year-old, who admits to using drugs twice a day in the past, vows that he'll never do drugs again after losing a close friend who died after taking cocaine in February. Just under 46% of unionists are willing to accept the terms of the Windsor framework. That's according to the results of an Irish News commissioned poll conducted by the Institute of Irish Studies at the University of Liverpool. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the fire at a house in Portadown in County Armagh yesterday afternoon, which resulted in the death of a 37-year-old woman and the hospitalisation of a 12-year-old girl. The inquest into the death of Father Con Cronin and bus driver Mark Wills in Monkstown in Cork in August 2021 receives coverage on the front of today's Examiner. Both men died after Mr. Wills lost control of his bus following a cardiac incident and hit Father Cronin as he came out of a restaurant with his parish secretary. We're told that the 72-year-old parish priest had been in high spirits at the time because he'd just heard that he was not on a transfer list and was going to be able to stay on in the parish of Passage West. Also in the front of the Examiner, there's a picture of Evan Ferguson, who's been in impressive form in Brighton in recent weeks and is set to make his much-anticipated debut for the Republic of Ireland against Latvia tonight. Evan Sent is the optimistic caption there. Another sporting success story, Cheltenham Gold Cup winner Galopin Deschamps is pictured on the front of the Times being walked through the village of Leylandbridge in County Carlow yesterday alongside his proud owner Audrey Turley and trainer Willie Mullins. Another village features in the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. The paper dubs Duleek in County Meath as one of the luckiest villages in Ireland since the announcement yesterday that the winning ticket for Saturday's jackpot of just under €4 million was bought at Bowes Eurospar in Duleek comes hot on the heels of another lotto win of just under €9 million in the village last October. And finally, letter writers to the Irish Times are well known for marking the beginning of spring with the sound of the cuckoo. But in a different take on audible signposts of the season, Dubliner Siobhan Ní Cúinne has written a letter to today's paper. Seen and heard in Clonskee on Sunday, she writes, the first ice cream van of the season.